This Fan Run podcast is brought to you by DraftKings.
DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NFL, giving new customers a can't-miss offer. New customers can bet just $1 on any NFL game and win $100 in free bets if either team scores a point. The last 0-0 tie in the NFL was 1943, so folks, this is a no-brainer. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app now and use promo code FANRUN in all caps and bet just $1 on any NFL game and win $100 in free bets if either team scores a point. That's promo code FANRUN in all caps. This week at DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NFL. Must be 21 or older in Tennessee only. Restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call or text the Tennessee Red Line, 1-800-889-9789.
Welcome back to the Blitz. Hour number two starts now. Live from the White Claw Hard Seltzer Studios, it's Chance College, Charlie Collier, GP3, and Ryan up FM 105.7 AM 1340 over at fanrunradio.com. Click that live link at the top, powered by our friends at MyBookie. Bet anytime, bet anywhere, bet MyBookie. As always, we do have that free Fan Run Radio app. Download that today wherever apps are sold for you. We got the Periscope up and running for hour number two as well. Second hour smiles up at Fox Sports Knox on Twitter and Facebook. Phone lines are buzzing today, though. We will have Rick Butler. Normally have him first segment when we kick off. We'll have him second segment. We'll have to blow through that quick so we get the confidence picks, though, today. Can't be too worried with Rick, guys. Remember that. But hour number one, we'll keep it right here for the fans. We'll go right back to the phone lines and talk to one of our guys we hadn't talked to in a long time. One of my favorite guys, Titanic William. What's up, Titans, Bill? You like that? Hey, you like that intro? Did that tickle you?
Yeah, I loved it. I loved it, gentlemen. You've heard.
Oh.
You know, with the St. Louis, that's what greatest show on turf.
The St. Louis Rams, yeah, when they had Marshall Faulk, Kurt Warner, Isaac Bruce, Torrey Holt. Their coach was Dick Vermeil.
Uh-oh.
Titanic William, you still there?
I think your phone's cutting in
your
and
phone's
out right
cutting
now.
In out on me, Titans Bill. You got to get to a better spot. You got to go upstairs.
I'm at a better spot.
There we go.
Now, I hear you now, yeah.
Much more clear. Much more clear.
Oh, so.
Darn it.
That's gonna be tomorrow, and I believe the Vols is gonna win that game tomorrow.
Amen.
I don't believe they're gonna be intimidated. I believe they're gonna be ready, and they're going to send Lane Kiffin home crying like a baby.
I sure hope
so. And I'll tell you what, I do not feel sorry for John Gruden. This was the same John Gruden that played the University of Tennessee like an old fiddle, saying he's going to be the head here. He wants to be here, and then you know he says no. I deny that. I didn't say that I was going to be the head coach here. So I don't show not one bit of sympathy, John Gruden, not one stinking bit.
I don't
he
feel
got
sorry
what
for
was
him.
Coming to him.
Hey, my name is Bennett, and I ain't in it. I don't care. He's made a lot of money. To hell with him.
Can you imagine the PR nightmare if we would have hired him, though?
That would be the most Tennessee thing in the world.
Titans, Bill, how you been feeling about your Titans lately? They got a big game on Monday night. Are they going to pull it out?
I hope so, but I'm not just... You know, even though they won last Sunday, I'm still not pleased.
Me neither, Titans.
Still not. Still playing like team that's ending for a Super Bowl.
Yeah, Titans, Bill. I agree with you, and they've been frustrating this season. They're just a little off, and part of it, I mean, is the injuries. I feel like part of it is the preseason where you made the mistake of not having players play enough or practice enough. And you combine those two together. I mean, you had 24 players on the injury report just a week ago. It's like, just as a team, they lack cohesion. They lack consistency within both units. So I think the biggest thing is we have a blessing this year with how bad the AFC South is. We have to just survive and figure out how to be a good football team by the time we enter into the back half of the season, because that's when it really gets important. We should be able to make the playoffs even the way we're playing right now with how our division is. But we have the pieces to be one of those really good teams, to be a team that's talented enough to compete for an AFC championship or whatever else. And we just got to figure it out. But I almost guarantee a win Monday. Almost guarantee it.
I'll tell you what, I hope you're right. But, you know, you look at the other 31 teams in the NFL right now. They're having that same type of problem the Titans is having. The injury list is, the mesh unit is mounting up.
Yeah, it's tough. Titans, Bill.
And it's mostly the key players.
Yeah. Nah, it's tough, man. It's tough in the NFL for sure. Titanic William on the way out. How do you feel? What's your score prediction for the game on Saturday night?
45-35 Tennessee.
Hey, love it. There you have it. I appreciate the phone call, Titans Bill. Always great to hear from you. We'll talk to you later.
Take care. Take care and have a good, safe weekend, guys.
Hey, thank you as always. There you have it. Titanic William chiming in with his score prediction. I think it might not be. I said it the other day. I think maybe it is a low-scoring game. Hopefully the first person to score, you know, 30, 40 points can pull this one out. Hopefully it's the Vols, but what if we just don't get a lot of offense? It's more of a defensive showdown and it comes to down to special teams.
I don't like our chances if that's the case.
Special teams?
If it's a defensive showdown that comes down to special teams, no, I don't like her.
I mean, I don't know. If coming down to special teams means coming down to Chase McGrath.
Bloodbath McGrath.
That worries me a little bit, but
I feel like in general. If you, like, block a punt or something like that.
I think in general, outside of the fake punt you allowed, our special teams has been really solid this year. Mike Eckler's done a good job.
Well, yeah. No, I'm not saying. Peppers. The special teams as a whole, yeah, I just don't have a lot of faith in McGrath right now.
You don't have a lot of faith in anything, especially your hockey. And hockey season is upon us, isn't it, Charlie?
Yes, sir. Hockey is back, and it is back on FanDuel Sportsbook. Yes, that's right. Our fans at FanDuel Sportsbook. Hockey season's full swing over there, and there's no better place to bet on the NHL than with FanDuel. The NHL parlays are the perfect way to make every shot feel like a hat trick. You can turn a little bet into a big payday. And all season long, FanDuel is giving every customer, that's right, every customer, NHL parlay insurance. You'll get up to $25 back each day if your parlay falls one leg short. And if you don't have a FanDuel account, well, sign up now using promo code BLITZ to place your first bet risk-free up to $1,000. FanDuel is always hooking you up with great odds and exclusive offers. Plus, when you win, you'll get paid out in as little as 24 hours. You know, they say, hey, a hockey parlay a day keeps the doctor away, baby. This season, make every moment mean more and bet on the NHL with FanDuel Sportsbook. And remember, use promo code BLITZ so they know that we sent you. Must be 21 or older, present in the state of Tennessee. Parlay insurance max refund $25 per day. Risk-free bet for first online real money wager only. Refund issued is a non-withdrawable site credit that expires in 7 days. For parlay insurance and 14 days for risk-free bet. Restrictions apply. See the terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem, call TN Redline 1-800-889-9789.
Hey, there's that hockey for you. On the other side, we'll talk that football, though, especially Vols football and Rebels tomorrow night with our friend Rick Butler. Keep it locked here for more Fan Run Radio. Oh, man, every time I hear it, this is how I feel. This is probably my mood, like, just feeling about the weekend. And then I'll pump this on Saturday because it's a feel-good song. One of the greatest September songs that we have ever heard.
September song.
It is the greatest. I don't care what our friend Rick Butler has to say. But without further ado, time to talk to the man, the myth, the legend himself. He's Rick Butler. You can find him on Twitter at Rick_Butler. He is a beat writer and handles media content for Rocky Top Insider and former tribal leader here on the Blitz. Ricky, good to hear from you, buddy. How are you, Rick Butler?
Hey, good morning, my friends. Another Friday. We got game day just around the corner. Hey, things are going well. I am right here in, I guess you can call this Studio Day Butler, ready to talk some Tennessee football with you boys.
Hey, we love having you, Rick. Thank you for always taking time out of your busy schedule to come on with us. So let's get right into it. Huge game for the Vols. Check or kneeling, in effect. You can go ahead and cross that off the list. Sellout crowd. In effect, go ahead and cross that off the list. Lane Kiffin talking all kinds of smack as recruiting ploys. Cross that off the list. And, you know, one other thing we need to get to, our big question of the day, something we want to start off asking you. There's going to be electric atmosphere inside of Neyland Stadium. You know, the light show, everything, all the fanfare. This would be a huge win for Josh Heupel early on in his career as Tennessee head coach. If the Vols get a win tomorrow night, Rick, whether that's in dominant fashion or a close thriller, does that signify to you that the Vols are back, or is it just another step in the right direction for the program that has had some hellacious down years, you know, just an easy way to put it?
Well, Chance, you know, as you're kind of going through that question, I think back to some of my friends that I grew up with, right, or some of the people that I knew back in high school, and a lot of them were University of Texas fans, right? So through their interactions and through talking to them, I am a little bit hesitant to claim that, you know, a team is back because, hey, Texas has claimed that they're back plenty of times, and yet they're still working at it as well. Man, I think a win versus number 13 Ole Miss on Saturday night, I think that is just a huge boost of momentum in the right direction. I think you're already heading in the right direction. I think you already have things rolling, maybe a little bit earlier than you expected, but no doubt about it, I think already this team and kind of the Josh Heupel era is ahead of schedule, and I think that a win against Ole Miss, it absolutely solidifies that as, hey, not only, you know, Tennessee might not be back as in the sense of, you know, 8 wins minimum each year, something along those lines, but I definitely think that you can look at Tennessee and say, hey, that is a team that is headed in the right direction. They could be on their way to where they're going. Hey, sometime maybe quicker than people expected.
We're still awaiting the news on Tyon Evans, is what my impression is. Have you heard anything else about that so far, or is Josh Heupel still not spoke about that yet?
No, so, you know, when we talked to Josh Heupel yesterday at the press conference, he spoke directly about Tyon Evans. He said that, you know, he's obviously been a little bit banged up this week. He has been increasing his workload a little bit throughout the week. But Josh Heupel said that was something that they don't typically decide until Friday or sometimes even until game day. Obviously, we did see the report from WBIR yesterday that Tyon Evans is going to be out. So, hey, that's a report that's out there right now. I guess we will wait to see with our own eyes who's on the field during warmups and whatnot. But, yeah, I think that's a huge factor in this game. I think Tyon Evans, not to say that he is the only effective or the only substantial contributor in that Tennessee backfield. You have a number of guys who make a difference, but I do think that he is really kind of that lead guy. Now, Jabari Small been on the sideline a little bit, been out banged up with an injury, so getting him back healthy will be nice. But I really look at Tyon Evans as maybe a big factor here towards the end of the week in kind of deciding how I think this game might go. I think he's a huge piece for Tennessee.
Who do you expect behind Tyon Evans, I guess? Will you think it'll be Whitehead that gets the majority of those carries?
Yeah, I think you see Whitehead a little bit. I think you see Marcus Pierce maybe if you really need to step into depth a little bit. Maybe Jalen Wright gets a little bit of action. Yeah, I do think that they pretty much use a little bit of a committee, if you will.
All right. Well, looking at this Ole Miss team now, Matt Corral, obviously we know him as one of the best quarterbacks, if not the best quarterback in the country. And it's kind of been a perfect marriage between him and Lane Kiffin and how they've been able to operate that offense together. How is this Tennessee defense this week, I guess, prepared for all the different things that Ole Miss can throw at him? And then, you know, specifically, do you think that the linebackers for Tennessee are up for the challenge that they're going to face in coverage this week?
Sure, I think even starting towards the end of your question there, Charlie, I think this is going to be a huge game for those linebackers. We learned at the beginning of the week that Juwan Mitchell is out for the rest of the season after undergoing shoulder surgery. So that's a big piece to the depth that you lose there. But I think taking this out to the defense on a broad level, man, there's going to be a lot of possessions in this game. I mean, a ton of them. At least that's what I expect. I think this is a game where, you know, you could really see kind of runs in terms of points and scoring. But I don't think that, you know, in the first quarter, in the second quarter, in the third quarter, let's say Tennessee might get out to a 2-touchdown deficit. I still think that there's going to be plenty of room to climb back in this game. But obviously, it's going to be tough. The defense is going to have a long game. They're going to need to rotate through that depth. They're going to need to stay fresh. Because, again, Ole Miss is not just a team that's going to say, hey, we're going to do our best on the first three downs, and if we don't, then we don't. No, this is a team that's going to go for the fourth down. They are aggressive. They want to go for it. They want to push the chains. And I'm not just talking about by the 20-yard line or even the 25-yard line. We're talking about extended lengths of the field. Even sometimes in minus territory, they have gone for fourth down. So I think this is going to be a huge challenge for Tennessee's defense, again, just to stay, to keep their composure. We know that Tennessee is going to put going to have points put up on them. How are they going to be able to keep their composure? How are they going to be able to, honestly, take a knockout punch, but then be able to get back up and get back in the game, knowing that Tennessee's offense and Ole Miss's offense both work extremely quickly?
Now, Rick, again, we're talking with Rick Butler of Rocky Top Insider. Find him on Twitter at Rick_Butler. Rick, you know, we talked about, you know, is Tennessee back? Danny White's been doing his rounds, Dr. Danny Texas Buddy. And he went on a show, radio show in Nashville, and a question he was asked, and I want to ask you the same question, a little bit similar, you know, to the as Tennessee back question, but would you say that these kids are ahead of schedule, considering the expectations coming into this season?
Yeah, I would. And I want to take the and actually kind of two different routes where I see some positivity in that direction from Tennessee. One, let's just talk about on the field, right? You see the offensive production. You see even the defensive production. That's been above our expectations so far, I think many of us. You really look at the play and just kind of the way that this team is operating on the field. You know, yes, they're using the talent and the athleticism of their players, but this is not just a team that's reliant on players going to make plays or guys breaking tackles or something like that. Yes, there's going to be that factor, but it's also going to be combined with just a really smart offensive scheme, really smart offensive game plan. And again, I think those same things can be said so far about the defense as well, even though it has, you know, struggled a little bit more at times with some of the better competition like a Florida. But then on the other side of the coin, man, I know that, you know, obviously, it's, you know, part of you says, well, what else are the coaches or the players going to say, man? But these guys talk about the family atmosphere and the family environment so much that it has really sunk in on me that is the absolute truth. I mean, these guys are talking about how Coach Heupel is actively, you know, encouraging these players to bring in, you know, there's a couple players with children on the team, actively encouraging the players to bring in their children to the locker room to hang out with the team, to hang out with the guys. To really kind of be that family atmosphere. So I think when you talk about it on that side of things as well, yeah, to me, that is a huge thing that's above, you know, that's above the time frame, that's above the schedule, if you will, just because, hey, that's something that doesn't always kind of manifest easily. But Josh Heupel has really kind of created that environment here at Tennessee. And again, they all say the same thing a lot of the times, but I've heard it enough to where I truly, truly believe it, that it is a big family environment there.
Rick, you know, with all the hype surrounding the game, you know, you're underneath the lights, you know, Kiffin coming back, you know, there's so much. National media attention is starting to surround the program. Would this be a letdown if Tennessee were to go out and lose this one tomorrow? Is this a big letdown or just, you know, a fork in the road, kind of, you know, just a little bump in the road?
Yeah, Chance, I don't think it's entirely a letdown, simply because, hey, I mean, Ole Miss is the favorite, although not by too much. But, hey, at the end of the day, they are a top 15 ranked team, and Tennessee is not. Granted, that being said, I do think that Saturday is going to be a huge game because I think that that's essentially going to be your last kind of primetime home game of the season, right? I think that this is essentially going to be the peak. Now, you got number one Georgia at home coming up in, what is that, November 13th.
Yes.
But I think that we have maybe a little bit more toned down expectations for that game. I don't think it'll be a big checker kneeling kind of situation, although who knows, right? Maybe who knows what could happen in 3 or 4 weeks. But I do think that this game versus Ole Miss, it is such a peak of the season. It is such a pinnacle of the season that I don't know if this kind of atmosphere is going to be replicated again. So I think on that kind of note, it would be just such a great moment for Tennessee and such a big stepping stone in this progression of the first season. But if they lose, no, I think you just go back to work on Monday. Hey, you got another test versus Alabama. It's going to be extremely hard. It's going to be another night game on the road in SEC play. But hey, you just get back to work and see what you can do on Monday.
Rick, with this wide receiver group, it really felt like we saw a lot of different guys seeing action in the early parts of the season, all the way up through that Florida mm-hmm. game with Walker Merrill, with Jimmy Callaway, and with plenty of others. But lately, it feels like that wide receiver rotation has been limited. We haven't seen a lot of Callaway or Merrill lately. Have you noticed the same thing? And then do you think that those guys have the potential to get back and involved in the offense, you know, this week in a game where you're going to have a lot of possessions?
Yeah, you know, I definitely think that certainly in this game it's going to test the depth on both sides of the ball for both teams. But, man, you are entirely correct. And not that's not something that just you noticed. That's something that Cody Burns talked about earlier this week, actually. He was asked a question about, you know, hey, it does seem like the wide receiver rotation is kind of slimming down a little bit. It is starting to, just kind of lock in on a couple of guys in particular, Bayless Jones Jr., Javonte Payton. Cedric Tillman, Jalen Hyatt's getting back into the rotation a little bit. But I think in a way that is expected. I think that, you know, when Cody Burns was talking about it on Tuesday, he talked about guys like Jimmy Callaway, Jimmy Holiday, just saying that, hey, these are really talented players, but they still have a little bit of work to grow. I think you saw, you know, the drop a couple weeks ago by Callaway. I think that's one of the things that they're looking at and just saying, hey, we know these players are going to be good. They obviously provide a great depth for us, you know, when we need it, especially for games like this against Ole Miss. But I do think that Tennessee is moving to a little bit more of a refined wide receiver rotation. You're probably going to see those four guys more than anybody else, especially as this offense starts to work out and really start to get comfortable with each other.
All right, Rick, good stuff from you, man. You know how we got to do it as we always wrap it up. Give us a score and a prediction for tomorrow night's affair.
Oh, my gosh, Steph. I haven't decided one.
Oh.
So let's just decide one right now.
Let's do it.
Hey. Okay. Wow. This is tough. I do think that Ole Miss is going to win. I think it's going to be extremely close. I think both scores are going to be above 40 points. So if I was a betting man, I think I would take the over. But I would say, what is this? Maybe a 48-45, maybe a 48-42, something along those lines. Maybe 49-42, something like that. I think that Ole Miss takes the victory, but I think this is an unbelievable showing from Tennessee. And again, I think we can look if it's that kind of game and it's that kind of loss. I don't think you take a lot of negatives away from that. I think you look at that and say, you just went toe-to-toe with a top 15 team, and you can build on that.
Hey, we hope that it does not come the way that you just predicted it. But above all, I hope it's a very entertaining game for the night. Hey, good stuff, Rick. Thank you so much for coming on with us, and we'll do it again next week.
Hey, appreciate you guys as always. If you guys are going to be there tomorrow, I'd love to see you at some point. Also, of course, on the way out, I'm going to go ahead and make this tradition every week because I never got the chance to do this last year. How about them Cowboys?
How
hey, keep,
about
keep that same
them?
Energy when they collapse midseason and the 7-8 Washington football team is in first place coming down the stretch.
I appreciate the phone call, Rick. You can find Rick's work over at RockyTopInsider.com. Follow him on Twitter at Rick_Butler for more Vol updates. Hey, next segment, time to get into Confidence Picks Friday. Keep it locked here for more Fan Run Radio. Welcome back to the Blitz. Great stuff from Rick Butler there. If you missed anything, hour two will be uploaded as soon as we get out of here today. Hour number one already up. Go ahead and download, subscribe in iTunes, comment, leave some stars. And if you don't, give us 5 stars. It means you are a hater. Time to go ahead and get to our favorite part of the week outside of top four, middle four, bottom four. It's where our competitive juices get to flowing. Right now, though, me and Charlie are way behind. But it's time to go ahead and get to Confidence Picks Friday, GP3 hit the music.
I just want to say, too, we never really talked about confidence picks from last week. Both Ryan and I did get our dog again.
Yeah. You guys got the dogs once again.
Coming for you, Trey.
I think I might go 0-10 this week.
0-10?
I think I might. I think I picked too much.
Let's ride.
I think I'm picking too much of my heart picking, you know, the Vols in Kentucky.
It's all in fun. It's all in fun. At the end of the day, it keeps us on our toes. But let's go ahead and start off. First game on the slate. Oklahoma State travels to Texas to play the ranked Texas Longhorns. They're looking also to bring their program back to life. I'll go ahead and start first, though. I'll take the number 12 ranked Oklahoma State. I like Mike Gundy and his bunch in this one. I think Texas is a decent team, but I think there's not a lot of credit given to Mike Gundy this year. I think they got a decent football team. I got Oklahoma State with 4 points. Charlie, what say you?
I got Texas. I think they bounced back from last week's loss. You know, Sarkisian is going to have them ready to bounce back. And they've played some good football this year for the most part. I don't know. It just makes sense to me that you lose another undefeated team in the Big 12. Texas for 8.
Ryan?
Yeah, I'm going for the Longhorns here as well because they did play a real good game against Oklahoma. Of course, the ending of that was really tragic for them. I got them for 4 right here, but really interesting note about this game. Do y'all see that Texas is the favorite and they are ranked lower?
Yeah, they're the home team.
Yeah, that's yeah. Really, yeah, it's just interesting. Love. You don't see it too much. So I'm going to use a little bit of that cooking. Give me Texas for 4.
GP3?
Yeah, I like Texas as well. They're playing pretty well right now, just ran into a tough Oklahoma team. Texas has ran the ball really well, so I think they're going to be able to run it down Oklahoma's throat. Give me Texas 7.
All right, next up, Auburn heading to Arkansas. Brian Harsin facing off against Sam Pittman. Arkansas taking a tough loss last week with that 1-point loss in the barn burner against Ole Miss. I'm going to take Auburn. Give me Bo Nix and Bo Jangles. Give me Auburn for 3 points.
Bo Vic. Well, I'm not taking Auburn in at all. I'm not a huge Auburn guy. They're all right, but I really like this Arkansas team. They had, you know, some tough losses back-to-back weeks, and I think that they're too good of a team to lose 3 in a row. They're going to bounce back strong here. Give me Arkansas for 10.
10! A bleeping 10! Ryan, who you got?
Yeah, I like this Razorback offense right here. They still put up a lot of points, and it's going to be really hard to slow them down. Clearly, they went right to the end against Ole Miss, so they're definitely going to be coming out hot and heavy. Give me Arkansas for 7.
All right, GP3, what say you, sir?
Yeah, I like Arkansas, too. Not enough to put 10 points on them, but yeah, I don't see them losing 3 in a row. They're the home team. I don't really think they should struggle too much with Auburn. Give me Arkansas for 6.
All right, next up, Kentucky travels to Athens to play Georgia. It'd be a tough test for the Georgia Bulldogs, as some are saying. But I think Georgia rolls. Maybe this is a close game, but I just don't see it. I believe Georgia is the best team in the country. Been saying it all year. Their defense is legit. So much fun to watch. And I think this is the year the Dogs can do it if they don't succumb to their own demise. So give me the Bulldogs with a whopping 10. Ryan?
Be more like a dog.
Yep. Right. I mean, Georgia, number one team in the nation, and it's not even close. You got to put 10 against them. Kentucky, good luck against this team. You're going to need it, but it's not going to work. Georgia for 10.
GP3?
Yep, same verse. Or what do they say? Same verse, different? Or I don't know. I messed that up completely.
Same song, different verse?
Same bowl, same verse, different cereal?
Same verse, different
same as
song?
Same verse, same as the first. I think that's what I was trying to go for.
That is what it is.
Echoing you guys, Georgia 10. I butchered that, though.
Charlie? I'm singing a different genre here completely because I don't really know why I'm doing it, man. I don't know why I'm doing it.
Do it.
It doesn't make sense.
Do it.
Just do it.
But, I don't know, man. I'm going to take Kentucky. I'm going to take Kentucky. Go Cats.
Hate the Cats.
This one's all for my dad's side of the family. Shout out to them.
Okay.
Shout out to Grandpa Collier. Got to see a video of him playing football for the first time.
Oh, okay.
Like last week, I found a video of him playing Tennessee in 1957. It's pretty cool. Got to see him like walk out to midfield with the captains and everything. So
we lost a couple games to Kentucky back in the 50s. I've gone back.
We had the game ball from that house, or in, from that game in our house.
You can find some of the games on YouTube of like the old Tennessee football games in the 50s. They're actually a lot of fun to watch.
Yeah, that's where I was watching it. But I'm going to take Kentucky here for 1 point. Go Cats.
I heard somebody say captain. Sure.
Look at me, sure. I'm the captain now.
Next up, BYU heads to Baylor. I like BYU in this because a disappointing loss last week makes for a motivating win this week, in my opinion. A lot of people thought that they could run the table. A lot of expectations for them. A bad showing versus Boise State. Just all kinds of mistakes and, you know, just didn't show up for that game. I know this is a tough one on the road, and Dave Aranda seems like he's got Baylor trending in the right direction, you would say. But give me BYU with 6 points.
Ryan. Changing it?
I am. Ryan.
Yeah, so I got Baylor in this one as well because I see BYU, what they did last week, and I see some of the similar trends continuing. But this Baylor team is really good. They are on the rise. Their only loss this year was a really good fought game against Oklahoma State. I got the Bears in this one for 6 points.
Charlie?
I don't know why we all pretended like BYU was good. They were undefeated.
That's what you told me they were good.
That's
they
what I was about
good.
To say,
you
too.
You told me they were
I
good.
I didn't tell you they were
yeah,
good.
Yeah, you did.
They're a bunch of frauds. They're frauds.
I never told you they were good. I told you that I was surprised that they weren't having the same conversation that Cincinnati was, given that they were undefeated and would have been able to beat more Power 5 teams, but I mean, they beat Arizona by 8. Wow. You know, you barely beat Utah. Wow. South Florida, you beat by a touchdown. I mean, wow.
Going back to nothing. Week 2 or whatever it was, we all picked Utah to beat BYU.
We did.
Except me.
I'm picking Baylor for 3.
All right. Ryan?
Here.
I already did it, but I still got Baylor for 6.
GP3, excuse me.
Yeah, BYU, they're a bunch of frauds. Baylor 4.
All right, next up on our list, we'll switch gears. We always do the Tennessee game last, so hold tight for that one. But let's go Bills at Titans on Monday Night Football. This was a tough one for me because I think the Titans, you know, we saw what they did to the Bills last year on a Tuesday night game because of COVID issues for the Bills. So they switched that from Monday night to Tuesday night, or maybe it was for the Titans. I know one of them had COVID issues. But Josh Allen and his crew is rolling. Number one defense the Bills have in the NFL. Give me the Bills for 8 points. Charlie?
I got the Titans here. This is just one of those games that they win. They have the Bills number. And, you know, we're going to get Julio Jones and AJ back, or both healthy, presumably, this week. They've been practicing at full. Caleb Farley, I mean, he's starting to get into the mix, even though he does have an illness this
Just
week.
Just signed Avery
general,
Williamson.
Yeah, Avery Williamson's back, so the whole NFL is screwed now. But this just has all the makings of a Titan victory. They talked about it on the broadcast last week with Bills Chiefs. The Bills talked about the Chiefs game all offseason. They circled it all offseason. It's hard to build up that game for so long and then have it go exactly the way you want it, and then get back up the following week. I like the Titans for 9 points.
Ryan?
Yeah, it's really hard not to go with the Bills right now. This is the best team in football. We all said that in our power rankings right here. And I think this is going to be a really good game because, like Charlie was just saying, the Bills and Titans always brawl it out when they play. But I've got to back the Bills and Josh Allen right here. Bills for 9 points.
GB3?
This is a case of me hedging my happiness. I do this a lot when I'm betting, trying to buy wins. I'm putting 9 points on the Bills in hopes that I lose. So,
all right, hedging your happiness. I like it. Vikings, Panthers, a hot Kirk Cousins as far as fantasy goes, and he's had a pretty decent season as well, putting up the numbers. Taking on the Panthers, they lost a tough one. Let's see. Last week, I think it was they lost that one late to the Eagles.
Yep.
All right, so they're looking to bounce back. They get this one at home. But I like the Vikings with 5 points. I think we're starting to see the Panthers dismantle. We will start to see that in the next couple of weeks, and that hot start's just going to be a thing of the past. So give me the Vikings 5. Ryan?
I agree with you. This Panthers team is kind of crumbling apart a little bit. They still have a really good defense, which is why I'm going to pick them in this game. But the Vikings team is not as complete as you think it is. They have been dealing with a lot of injuries. Yes, they may get it back, but this defense is still going to put them in their place. Panthers for 3.
GP3?
Yeah, Darnold had a pretty terrible week last week. I think he had 3 interceptions. Looking for him to bounce back in a big way, prove that he's worthy of being a starting quarterback in the NFL. And the Vikings haven't been great to this point, so give me the Panthers at 5.
And Charlie rounded out.
Yeah, man, I said before the season that I really liked this Panthers team, but I didn't trust Sam Darnold, and for that reason, I didn't think that they would be able to have a lot of success this season. Sam Darnold got off to a good start. In the last two weeks, he's regressed to what we know him as, and I think that is the Sam Darnold that we see the rest of the season, unfortunately, because I would find it fun for the Panthers to do well. I'm going to take the Vikings here for 4.
All right, Chargers-Ravens, they head to Baltimore. A hot Justin Herbert or hot Lamar Jackson, two guys that are at the top of the MVP race right now. But give me the Ravens to take this one. I got 9 points on them. I just think Lamar Jackson's going to have another stellar weekend. High-scoring game, though, I believe. Take the over in this one, but I'm taking Ravens with 9. Charlie?
Yeah, I think the Chargers defense embarrasses Lamar Jackson and the Ravens. I think this is a blowout, and I think the Chargers beat the absolute hell out of them. Give me Chargers for 7.
I'm not willing to go that far with Lamar behind center for the Ravens. He's always capable of getting his team back in it, but I do think the Chargers win, but I'm only putting 2 on it.
Yeah, I mean, this Chargers, the way I view this, both offenses are going to be really good, except the Chargers defense is extraordinarily better than the Ravens defense right here, and you can't stop the play of Justin Herbert in that high-powered offense. Give me the Chargers for 5, no doubt.
All right, Cardinals head to Cleveland. Browns lost a tough one last week to the Chargers, which we just got done talking about. High-scoring affair in that one. The rushing attack looked marvelous from Kareem Hunt and Nick Chubb. But I like the hot Cardinals, 5-0, and they just made a big trade acquisition, landing Zach Ertz of the Eagles at tight end. So give me the Cardinals with 7 confidence points. Charlie?
Yeah, I mean, Ertz can't play this week, but
yeah, I know.
Big acquisition.
Played last night.
I feel like the 49ers had a really nice game plan to slow down that Cardinals offense, and they gave themselves a chance to win a week ago. And I think the Browns have a personnel that is similar to the 49ers, but almost an upgraded version of that. I think that they have the personnel that's built to be able to beat this Cardinals team. They're going to take the ball out of the hands of Kyler Murray with that 1-2 punch of Chubb and Hunt. And I like the Browns to beat the Cardinals here. The Cardinals are going to have to lose eventually. I think it comes this week. Browns for 2.
All right, Ryan?
Yeah, I got the Cardinals in this one. And a lot of this backstory, not only are they 5-0, so they're obviously the pick you want to go in the first place. Kareem Hunt and Nick Chubb, back-to-back days this week during practice, did not participate. They both are dealing with some bad injuries. But they're still on pace to play, but clearly when you have that Q next to you, the play's not going to be as good as it could be. Give me the Cardinals for 8.
GP3, round it out.
Yeah, I'm going to stick with it. Cardinals, 8 points. They're undefeated. I think they're a better team than the Browns. I don't want to say a disappointment, but I think a lot of people thought they would be.
They have a record worse than people thought they would be, I think. But they've had a tough schedule.
No, yeah, they have. But at this point, I'm still going to ride with the Cardinals, 8 points.
And that division's pretty close-knit race just outside the Steelers, who are the only team in that division without a winning record. Speaking of the Steelers, they welcome in the Seahawks and Geno Smith to town, to Heinz Field. I got the Steelers at 1 point, not really confident. I wasn't really confident in Geno Smith. He's one of my top 4 middle four this week. Hope he does well. But I'll take the Steelers with 1. Hopefully Big Ben is able to do what he did last week.
People wrote off the Steelers too quickly, and them at home, a chance to really battle back and now get themselves back in the thick of things with the division race. I like the Steelers here. I like them. I'm going to put 6 points on it.
Ryan?
Yeah, I got the Steelers in this one as well, mainly because the Seattle offense is really in crumbles right now. Tyler Lockett is not going to be the difference maker without Russell Wilson's big arm. Yes, Geno Smith played pretty good last week, except they're still banged up at just about every position, having to start Alex Collins, who I know Charlie's going to be looking at this week. But this defense is still going to be good enough to pick off the backup quarterback a couple times. Give me the Steelers for 2.
GP3?
Yeah, I guess I'll be different. I'm rocking the Seahawks. I don't know why. Probably dumb, but I just have a feeling that Geno Smith is going to come out and light it up.
All right, last one right here before we come back and end it with Aval's prediction and pick. Dog of the week. Ryan, who's your dog of the week and who are they playing?
Yeah, so my dog of the week, I'm going to the ACC. I got Duke. I got Duke this time around. They are a 10.5 point underdog to Virginia. This Virginia team is not as good. They're, you know, they don't really have all the gravitas right here. So I went for a lower matchup right here. Give me Duke. I think Duke's going to do it.
All right, GP3, roll with it.
I guess I stole Charlie's pick again this week. I'm taking TCU plus 13.5 against Oklahoma.
And Charlie, round it out.
The only one I really liked was TCU, but I guess I'll take UCF plus 21.5 at Cincinnati. It's a noon game, and UCF still has talent left over from
Gus
when they
Malzahn.
Well, might as well.
The Gus Bus. I'm taking Kansas plus 18.5. They play Texas Tech. Texas Tech got a decent win over West Virginia last week, but starting like West Virginia is not a great team. I think this is finally, this is a win that Lance Leipold can achieve, and maybe one that gives Kansas fans slight confidence for the years to come. But not much, but I will take the Jayhawks, Rock Chalk Jayhawk. Hey, that'll do it for Confidence Picks. One more segment left in us. Talk Sports, John Reed and the boys are here in the lobby awaiting to come on right after us. So keep it locked here. We got one final segment. Vols prediction on the other side. This is the Blitz. All right, final segment. Last call here on the program. Great show today. Great show today. On the way out, though, need to let you know that Confidence Picks and portions of the show today brought to you by our friends over at FanDuel. Big weekend this week in the NFL. Week 6 is here. FanDuel Sportsbook wants you to get the most out of every play. That's why they're giving everyone a $10 risk-free bet every week. All you got to do is bet a same-game parlay, bet with three legs or more. And if your bet doesn't win, FanDuel will pay you back up to $10. We got a big game this weekend, Cardinals versus Browns. We told you about that. I like Kyler Murray to throw all over the Browns. I even like him to get the rushing yards prop that our friends over at FanDuel has up over there. Build a same-game parlay. Maybe you want to do the Cardinals money line, Nick Chubb over rushing yards, maybe even Kyler Murray over his rushing yards total, and maybe even just over total points in the fourth quarter. Look for the SGP icon and know what markets are eligible for same-game parlays, though. America's number one sportsbook, that's FanDuel. It's easy to use, fast payouts in as little as 24 hours, and safe and secure. So easy, even my friend over here, Charlie, can use it. And there's no feeling like nailing that same-game parlay bet, so lock in your bet today on FanDuel Sportsbook and get up to $10 back if your bet doesn't win. If you're new to FanDuel Sportsbook, sign up today with promo code BLITZ to also receive a risk-free bet up to $1,000. That's promo code BLITZ so they know that we sent you. 21 or older and present in Tennessee, refund issued is non-withdrawable. Site credit that expires in 7 days. Max refund of $10. Restrictions do apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Same game parlay available for multiple sports in all states on mobile and web. Gambling problem? Call the Tennessee Red Line at 1-800-889-9789. All right, time to do it, boys. Ryan, who do you got? Ole Miss, Tennessee, check or kneeling underneath the lights. Give us your confidence points and a prediction.
Yeah, so I got Tennessee in this one, and they are going to win a close game in a high-scoring game, 48-42.
All right, GP3, who you got, sir?
I'm rolling with the Vols as well. I think it'll be close for most of the game, then pull away late, 55-41.
Yeah, I'm also rolling with the Vols. It's hard not to with the way the atmosphere feels around town right now and all the expectations. And just it just feels good to be playing in a big game, whether win or lose. I'm pulling for the Vols. I got the Vols 2 points, 47-41.
Last week I said I thought it'd be 20-point loss. Monday I said, hell, I think we would lose by 10. But as this week keeps going along, there's just something in my gut that tells me the Vols are going to win this game. I got Vols 5 points, 53-49, an all-time thriller, a legendary game in front of 102-455, Neyland Stadium, checkerboarded. It's going to be beautiful. It's going to be great, and this city's going to burn. Let's do it. Let's have a great weekend, boys.
A great weekend. Talk Sports is up next. We hope you have a great weekend as well. That'll do it for us on the week. Be back next week to break it all down and hopefully talk on Monday about a big Tennessee Vols victory. For Charlie Collier, for GP3, for Ryan, I am Chance Collins. You've been listening to The Blitz.
Crank that Rocky Talk.
Talk Sports is up next. We'll catch you guys on Monday.